uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be back with you. It's a pleasure to hear Manny's voice once again, my producer, from way back. And we are going to be having the pleasure of speaking tonight, in just a moment or so, I hope, with Steve Mason to follow up on last night's program, Ranch Rescue, and what a program that was. Huh? That was absolutely great. Jack Foote was our guest. Well, Steve Mason, of course, is one of the great volunteers with the TX Minuteman organization, and you know what they have been doing down in Texas at the border. Steve has some very strong commitments and very strong views as well on what's been happening here in these United States now in the past, the past couple of decades particularly. And today, of course, being May Day, right? Today is it May 1st? Yes, I think it is. Anyway, I've lost track. But it's the same old routine, no matter what day, month, or year. The same nonsense continues. Well, today, of course, we saw demonstrations across the United States, or I didn't see them because I didn't really watch hardly any news today, but I got bits and pieces. MSNBC is telling us about the rallies that have been held across the United States, and here in Rhode Island, we saw a few people down at the State House doing their thing, chanting and ranting and canting about how they are entitled to be here, legal or not, and they are entitled to take advantage of all the goodies, all the booties, have children, become citizens, and then expand the family, as it were. Well, that's the name of the game, isn't it? So the media have, once again, largely ignored the groundswell of opposition to what has been happening here in the United States. And today was that day when we saw the demonstrators and counter-demonstrators in various cities across the United States. So if Steve is going to be with us, we'll take him right after the break, and we'll talk about it, and we'll discuss it with him and you, and I look forward to it. Once again, our toll-free number is 800-313-9443. All right, that's the number, toll-free. Tonight, once again, we will concentrate on today, what this day represents for our listeners. So it's very important that we continue to talk about this and other issues like the hate crimes bill, which also is generating more opposition now in the Senate. And we'll talk about that as the week goes on with Ted Pike and Harmony Grant as well. But you are making a difference. So, you know, your calls and your efforts certainly are not going unrewarded. And it's an obligation that we all have, I think, to do the things that we do, regardless of what times we live in and the nature of the beast. We still must do what we should do. And we are. So let's do it. Let's get to it. Man the phones, woman the phones, get out there and get the emails and faxes going, generate opposition to the treason around us, and we'll continue to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall be back in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we are back now. We do have Steve Mason on the line, and let me welcome him to the program. Hi, Steve.
Hey, glad to be here. I'm giving up watching Boston Legal.
Glad you came, Steve, because as you know, there is a big momentum building now in the nation, you know, concerning the invasion of the United States. And, of course, you know, the backlash, I see a backlash anyway. I think it's been just tremendous now. You know, even the media, the establishment media, have had to admit that the crowds this year, unlike last year, have been quite a bit smaller. That is the anti-American pro-invasion crowds have been scaled down a bit, quite a bit from what they expected, because I think, quite frankly, they know that really their gig is up. They know the American people now are solidly against what they have been doing, and they are beginning to make their voices known in the United States. In the Congress, in the halls of Congress, the Bush administration's beside itself. How do we jam this through? How do we ram it through? How do we get all of this North American Union accomplished with people waking up, listening to RBN, listening to us, getting the word out? You know, Lou Dobbs and others are spreading the word. So I see a big change this year over last year.
There's hope. There sure is. But boy, we've got a long way to go. They did have a good sizable crowd here in Austin.
Now, when you say a sizable crowd, how many billions, according to the media, I'm sure?
Oh, there were several thousand. I got to see some of the footage of it that a friend of mine took, and mm-hmm. it was about the same as the size as it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand they were really scaled down in the other towns around the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, they focused in on Chicago. George Lewis on NBC, and they said they were claiming around 150,000. And I think they counted every last head. They made sure there was at least 150,000, they said.
Yeah.
And, and you know, the thing is, propaganda, once again, is just, deliberately falsifying the issue, making it look like an anti-immigration or anti-immigrant issue. That's a separate issue. This has nothing to do with legal immigration. And they keep claiming that this is what it's all about. You know, bias against people that come here, hardworking people who come here legally and who want to be Americans. That's the furthest thing from the truth, as you know.
they keep pounding away at the big lie. They're never going to stop, and we're never going to have to cease counteracting it. And they're hoping that we'll tire out. And they keep using the racist card. And this year, their thing was about splitting up families.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I mean, hey, I'm as pro-family as can be, and I have no problem with retaining families, provided those families are not doing something that's illegal.
Yeah. It, you know, if you can't feed them, don't breed them. You know, if
well,
you come here, if you come here illegally, don't whine if you suddenly have to be deported. What they're trying to use is these, the excuse of the jackpot baby to say that the illegal parent has a right to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's going to be changed. You don't want to split up the family. If the illegal parent leaves, they could take the kid with them.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, why would you want to drag your child, many of them bringing their children with them over the border, bringing them illegally across the border, entering into these workplaces, and not all of them do go to work, by the way. Many of them do become involved. I've got some stories here tonight I can share on street gang activity and so forth. So, you know, when you talk about families, yeah, let's keep them together. I mean, there are families in prison. Let's keep them together, too.
Well, let's
keep the Guatemalans together. Absolutely.
Let's deport them together.
Yeah. Well, that's just the whole point. Yeah. Don't come here. Don't come here together. Stay where you are and go through the legal process of applying. Now, that's something we can talk about, too. The process itself should be reexamined. And we need to go back to being very careful where we take people from all over the world and how we decide who will become an American. We need to look at issues that are important to our ethnicity and to our European heritage, I believe. I believe that's a legitimate issue. But let's do it legally, and let's do it through the Congress.
Yes, amen. And, you know, actually, this country's overpopulated.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
And, you know, even if we were to stop the immigration, legal and illegal, because of the high birth rates of the current immigrants and their descendants,
right,
we're going to be heading towards 500,000 people. So, you know, we have a right to say who can come into this country or not without being hit over the head. But the racist... you know, slander.
And, you know, once again, the same figures have been resurrected by the media, an estimated 12 million illegals.
Oh, it's well over 20. It's well over 20 million. I'm quite sure of that.
We're hearing as high as 31 million in the country now. And, you know, I would say it has to be definitely, from what I see, on the higher end, the higher scale. I don't know the exact number. Maybe none of us does, but we know that it's significantly, it has to be significantly higher than 12 million. There's no doubt about that.
Well, George Bush wants to import even more.
Right. And I'd like to deport George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. We'll have an exchange program. We'll give them Bush, and we'll take one in his place, one who's pro-American.
Rumors going is that he's going to flee to his spread of this ranch he bought in Paraguay.
That's what we've heard, but I don't know. When his day comes, I don't think he's going to have any place to flee. It will be south, but I don't know how far south.
Well, he's a traitor. We know that.
Yep.
He's got a Mexican flag displayed on his reelection webpage. So.
Right. Now, tell us about what you today experienced in the Houston area, the Texas area, the various communities there.
Well, it's too soon to say. I don't know what went on in those areas. Now, I did hear something that in Houston that the ICE agents were going to be out there to possibly pick up illegals. I don't know if they ever followed through on that or if they ever decided to get any. As I say, it was a good-sized one here in Austin. It got rained on pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get to hear any of the speeches, but friends of mine, Alex Jones's photographer, was out there. I get a chance to see his stuff and hear what the speakers had to say. But last year it was usual radicals. ACLU, the ACLU down here is a real, you know, communist front. Everybody.
Well, no matter where they are, they are.
And you know, and they're all. They want them all coming in here. They represent these violent goons who've been attacking us. And cracking us over the head with, tire irons and things like that, and frozen soft drink cans. And they directly represent those people, and they make sure they have a bodyguard of those people to make sure there's no counter-protesters. And then, yet the ACLU will come out here in Austin anyway. When we have our rallies, they'll bring a bunch of their goons out there to try to shout us down. And, of course, we have to have a bunch of cops to protect us from them. And, you know, they're joined at the hip with the Quakers, which is my pet peeve. They're supposed to be the peace people. And the ones who are supposed to be opposed to racism, and they're the most racist people I've ever met. And they have this violent bodyguard with them.
They were saying that on NBC, they were claiming that the reason no rallies were planned in Atlanta, where about 50,000 marched last year, they say, because many of the illegals were afraid of the raids and of the new state law that is set to take effect in July, the law that requires verification that adults seeking non-emergency state-administered benefits are in the country legally. The Georgia, as you know, is one of the states that did pass that law.
Thankfully,
they have.
There's hope. There's good news. Here in Texas, it's a very limp-wristed halfway measures. It's going to be a real struggle to get Texas to pass laws like Georgia's had.
Well, look at the great leadership you have. You have Governor Perry. He's doing everything he can to protect us, isn't he? I've got a bridge in Brooklyn just your color. Yes, and my size. All right, I'll take it.
But some of these laws, proposed bills, were looked over and submitted to the Republican Attorney General, who thought they wouldn't pass constitutional muster because he's afraid of the lawsuits. And a lot of these, some of these things were similar to what Georgia and Oklahoma have passed. And but they're afraid of having to fight it in court, and so I guess we'll just have to wait and see if they're upheld by Oklahoma and Georgia. But we did get, the legislature did pass, I think, requiring a voter ID to vote, and a few other things about asking the federal government to give the money for the cost of the illegals, and, you know, a few other things that really aren't going to amount to much. So, you know, Texas is the soft underbelly of the country, and yet it's going to sink faster than California, I think. You know, they say big. The reason why Texas is so big is because it's so full of crap, because they couldn't fit all that BS into Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It's spilling over. It's spilling over. Well, even here in this most liberal part of the country, there is a tremendous backlash against, you know, the invasion of the country. It's about time, you know. As I've said last night, when I was talking about it in the mid-90s, Pat Buchanan made an issue of it in the early 92 campaign. You know, nobody wanted to hear about it. It was pie in the sky. It was just an illusionary dream. Well, it ain't a dream anymore. It's a nightmare. And now we've come full circle. People are talking. People are angry. And people are doing something.
Well, there's finally hope. You know, we've got, and I want all the listeners out there who haven't signed on to numbersusa.com to do it.
Yes.
Because fax Congress free. They can always use the donations, too. You know, you know, spare them the $20, you know, you know, your pizza money.
Right.
You won't miss it later. And you can fax Congress free online. Those faxes make a difference.
Sure they do. Especially if it's your Congress boy or girl. So get out the word. All right, Steve, stay with me. We'll take calls along the way right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we are back now, and we're going to take calls in a few moments, and Steve Mason is my guest, and I'm sure, Steve, we haven't talked to him in a while, but I'm sure you you see Shannon Magali from time to time, or hear from him.
Haven't heard from him in a little while yet. But I haven't been able to afford to get down to the core yet. But
I know
there's one thing that people can do is what I'm hoping that's going to start building up.
Right.
Is these rallies for border agents Ramos and Campeón, also
mm-hmm.
Deputy Sheriff Hernandez,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's at AmericanFreedomWriters.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they have local. If people go there, they've got monthly rallies all around the country.
Oh yes, yes.
And they're planning to try and do something. I'll give you his contact info, Rick, so
sure.
You might be able to have him on as a guest. Because
yes.
I think it's time. You know, we're worrying about what the other side's going to do. What is it that we're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you got to go on the offensive, as we've seen.
Yeah, and I think that this Ramos and Campeón thing is something to rally around. It's something that people are not forgetting.
No, I mean it is the cause, I think, of the impetus for turning a lot of people really against this Congress and the administration for neglecting America in favor of the New World Order. These two guys. Now we've got more being charged, as you know. These two guys were railroaded. They were made examples of by the Bush administration to send the message that if you really think you're going to enforce our border and make trouble with the nice government of Mexico, well, you've got another thing coming. That's the message that Bush is sending them. And this is why he will not pardon them. This is why he will not act to reverse this unjust decision to incarcerate them and put Ramos in solitary confinement for most of the time and deny him the kind of access to visitation and the kind of reading materials that he should have. This in itself is criminal, you see. This is criminal.
Absolutely. I mean, he's in solitary for his own protection, you know, because he got beat up. They could move him to a safer facility.
I don't know about his own protection. You know, we used to hear about that from some of the other people affiliated with Whitewater. Mr. McDougal was one of them. And we saw what happened when he was protected. He died.
Oh, yeah.
Because he only had a heart attack, you know, happened. But in any event.
Well, you know, Whitewater, Bush dare not let Ramos die in prison.
No.
I think it was Duncan Hunter or Rohrabacher said that there was going to be impeachment talk if anything like that ever happened.
Well, now we're told that Pelosi is asking for people to give their inputs if they really want impeachment. Now, they have to really order us to do it, you know. They have to tell us to do it. We don't have enough guts on our own to do it. So they have to tell us that.
Well, she wants to do it. She wants to do it, and she ran when she was, you know, in the elections of 06, she was running specifically against there being impeachment and everything, even though she wants to do it. But now she's trying to do a flip-flop on it, and if that's fine with me, you know, if we're willing to hand her the excuse that the American people demand it, then let's all jump on board and demand of Pelosi that they impeach, you know, the traitor in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It really and truly should be done, and now is the time to do it with our boys and girls dying overseas in a war that they had no desire to be in, no part of legally, and they're coming home now in greater numbers with all kinds of scars, the ones that live, all kinds of emotional as well as physical scars, and this would be a fitting prize, I believe, to our men and women in uniform, is to see the man who put them there and the man who is responsible, along with his neocon bosses, for them taking this hit and occupying another country, getting what he so roundly deserves, and that will be a day of reckoning, my friend. We need to see that happen, I think, to save, if anything, politically can save the Republic outside of divine intervention. It's that. It really and truly would unite Americans, I believe, more than anything.
Yeah, it's, I agree with you, you know, wholeheartedly, Rick. It's, you know, will it ever happen?
Well, the poll numbers now, if we are to believe them, and I believe them, they may even be lower than what we're told. But it's at an all-time low. George is really at the very bottom. And the Congress itself is just about in the same level. And that is because the Congress has abandoned its responsibility and waltzed along with this administration every step of the way. Now, if they think they can get away with it on so-called immigration reform, they have another thing coming. Make no mistake about that.
That might be the good news. They
Richard Nixon used to say, make no mistake about it. Yes.
Yeah. That's at least good news, is they may not be able to ram through this amnesty we call a comprehensive immigration reform.
But we have to see to it. I mean, there's a compromise now. They're talking about one of the senators. I spoke with John Clark today, and he was talking about it. He's on his way now to California, and he's going to be coming on next week when he comes back. But, you know, he's got his ear there, and he hears a lot that's going on. Basically, there's talk of another compromise to try to get something through this year. And you know what I say? Any compromise on the amnesty invasion bill is worse than no bill at all. It's worse.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's out of the frying pan and into the fire. They're trying to ram it through in the next 2 weeks, which is crucial. And this is why people need to sign up on the numbersusa.com.
Exactly.
And
okay.
They should also go to the AmericanFreedomRiders.com, too, because we need to start organizing rallies in this country.
Absolutely. We will. All right. We'll do it during the show. We'll keep on telling people what to do. When we come back, we'll take your calls for Steve Mason, TX Minuteman Organization. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I am? Oh, yes, I am. Okay. I'm back, and Steve Mason is with us. Steve, your website is txminutemen.org, right?
.com, I think.
Both, actually, I think.
Oh, okay.
.org.com, yeah, because we had gone through that before. Well, anyway, either one, you try them both, and on the website that you have, the Minutemen website, people have a whole host of issues to look through, and obviously, if they wish to donate, they can do that as well, right?
That's right. We do need the money.
Yes, I know you do. I know you do. And you have been getting some good, kind support, and hopefully that will grow. All right, let's take some calls now. First, let us talk to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Two things I was thinking of. One is with this immigration stuff you mentioned about whether we're turning down hardworking or something. I am also sick and tired of that because I used to listen to the AM radio way back even in the 80s, late 80s, and it's as if what they're trying to brainwash and put people in their head is that we're supposed to just let any and everything come here just because they're hardworking or meet up to all these certain values and crap. And the real fact is that's not what this country's about anyway.
No.
We should be bringing in people like Wernher von Braun. We should be bringing people at, well, like some people that Art Bell had on his show. I know sometimes he's BS, so I'm aware. But when he has certain scientific and inventors that invent things like the CC Vivid Bulb, people like Chris Justice, we should have brought people in here like that. Not just contribute, just sweat and work and sweat to this country. That is crap. That is not what this country is about. And if for the past umpteen years, especially with these older people in power that are running the media and all this other stuff, that seems to be the main thing they push. Meanwhile, I pick up brochures now from Finland and stuff, and I see the trains look better, that this functions more. from different inventions and stuff, and not just whether somebody comes to struggle to work hard. I'm sick of hearing that. That stuff is stupid anyway. If you're going to get something to work hard, it should be something to build something that lasts. You know, like the Autobahn, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just incorporating junk and ideals, and all they do is just want to incorporate for work, sweat, and diversity. That's when you assess it, that's really what it is.
That's true. What you've said is true. We certainly don't consider the real work ethic anymore, for the most part. They say we do, but we really don't. The immigration officials today, under this new law, the reforms that passed since the 60s, are aimed at bringing in a cultural mix, if you will. They want to call diversity in population. And in fact, that's not where it's at. That's not what it should be. We should be concerned with allowing the finest, the best people that we can allow in the country, and not just anything and anybody, as you say. We don't need that.
Not only that, I don't think everything should be work-oriented either. I think we should have stuff like inventions of science and things of that. And you got these older people, they just think in terms of philosophical, religious, whether it's satanic or otherwise, and just moral and principles. I think we should be more like Switzerland and Germany and Australia, that deal more with inventions of science, like the CC Vivid, and other things. I mean, there's many other things. I won't go into it. It's a long spiel. Instead of just whether they struggle and whether our kids, our white youth in the country should be the same way, you know, like these poor third world people. It's just stupid. I don't think anything of that crap. I never did from the time I was a teenager on. Now I want to move on to something else.
Well, before you move along, we'll give you time, but let Steve respond. Steve, if you have a response to what Henry has just said.
Yeah, I sure do. This thing about they're just coming here to work and that they're hard workers, not everybody's a hard worker, you know. It begs the question of why we should let people into this country in the first place. So they work hard. They also displace American workers. They steal jobs.
They're making Americans work hard by downsizing their standard of living and jobs and salary. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. They displace American workers. They bring about a cultural lurch, a cultural shift, or paradigm shift, if you want to call it that, we're under no obligation to have to undertake. The thing about that they work hard. I mean, what's the point? We work hard too. You know?
We shouldn't just bring anything here to work hard. We should bring stuff like science and invent. I've talked to, regardless whether Europe's so-called socialist or not, European Union's a new thing. I remember talking to people pre-European Union, and they told me that this country, and they go back and forth between this country, people from Europe that came from here, people from America from here to there to here. And this country has a big problem, especially with its older generation, I mean much older, that are running everything at the top, where everything here should be something more about religious, where they struggle, work hard, morals, and let any and every culture, race from humanity flood in. And they say, even a guy like George Valente, I forgot, he was on Art Bell, from the Trends magazine, T-R-E-N-D-S, he has a magazine but only on the web, he says that most Americans, only 18%, have a passport anyway to go out of the country to begin with. And he says they have no, even though regardless of the tax and the socialist stuff, we're not talking about the Eastern communist countries. We know they're shot, and they're just building up. But the ones that have a higher standard of living, like Switzerland, West Germany, etc., except for certain things, they did focus more on the infrastructure, more things with logic and brains and things that make sense, rather than just values or just whether something coming here to work hard. And it's much more geared to, even with the younger people, it used to be, I don't know about now, to put more into that kind of thing. That's how you have the CC Crane Company with their stuff that could save electricity, things like that. What they want here is just whether they're paying bills, whether they struggle with a family, whether anything's worth hardworking for just some ethical principle factor. Meanwhile, our infrastructure and everything else has gone to crap. And even Art Bell said it. I mean, he's been there. He's been around. He said so. He said, out of this country, our infrastructure is going to crap, and some of those other places are up to par or beyond. And he said the people really have no idea. And I've talked to a lot of people here, the same thing. So I know it's not just a rumor or hearing somebody's voice, you know, from what hearsay, you know, from what people say. Now, the other thing is this, I want to hang
next
up.
Question.
I was thinking about the law that they're passing with the vitamins that they want to pass.
Well, yeah.
All right. I believe that this is just a theory, okay, and if other people know about it, they can call up. I think the reason why they want to outlaw these vitamins or get a prescription is because I was told this a long time ago. I told this to your screener. Somebody told me that the vitamin A, if you take a high concentration of it, it destroys or breaks down in the body that microchip when you if you implant it with it. And I heard that even somewhere a long time ago, it was about 4 years ago. And it could be that the reason why they want to put restriction on these supplements, part of it could be money, part of it could be population control, but the other thing is some of them in the inside inner circle may know that the supplements, a certain type of supplement like vitamin A in high concentration, might destroy these biochip.
Now, where did you hear that from?
You know, it was for some doctor that actually proved it. He did some research where the person actually, the people they were testing on actually did this.
Well, who was the doctor? Do you remember?
Well,
I'd like to talk to him. Well, if you find out, let us know, all right?
Yeah, well, if somebody else out there may know about it, if they do, because that could be part of it. Because I know what. Also, I mentioned it to somebody else down in New York about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because he mentioned there was a hospital doing that with babies, but it was volunteer. There's no requirement.
Yeah.
And, or babies or young people. And he told me something like that, too. Now, so I don't know. Better look into that. But it's just a theory. I haven't seen it.
All right. Okay.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, Henry.
All right, nice
interesting.
Talking to you.
Steve, do you have any other comments on what Henry has just said?
Just to say this country's got plenty of brains and muscle that we could do whatever it is that we need to do. We don't need to import other people to displace Americans.
Well, you and I agree that, first of all, we need a moratorium, an end to all immigration, right?
Right.
Okay, we need a wall, a human wall. We need people there at the border to make sure that the border is protected. No one comes in who's not supposed to be here.
And the one thing that we're going to have is there's going to have to be the employer verification mandatory that you're going to have to vet Social Security and green card numbers. And that's going to have to happen. If you don't have that, and if you don't, and there has to be a federal law that allows the states to pass laws enforcing employment eligibility too.
Okay, let's continue. 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas is next. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
I took a little shortcut through downtown Austin this morning, well, this afternoon, and it was raining, pouring down rain.
It was raining in on them.
It was raining, and our little Austin Police Department pulled up there with their little, their motorcycle, and they stopped the parade, and they let it on, and I sat there for 20 minutes and watched a bunch of illegal aliens carrying their Mexican flag and come through there, just come through that intersection. They just, like Raza and this and that and other, and work is not against the law. People that don't want work are criminals. They managed to write down a few little things that were you could understand in English. Well, I assumed from that that they could just break into my house and be washing my dishes or cleaning my toilet or whatever. And I could walk in there and say, what are you doing? I'm working. Is that illegal or what?
Yes. Hey, they're trespassing, but so what? They're trespassing in the country, too.
Yeah, bit of a sense of humor, Rick. I'm surprised.
You didn't think I had it in me, huh?
Nah, I've never seen it before. Never detected it before.
So you think that this is full employment, right? So as long as they're working, then, according to the definition here, then at least they're productive. Even if it means they're working the beat for the druggies and they're pushing drugs, at least they have a job, right?
Well,
what he's trying to say is that's like saying that somebody breaks into your house and you know, trespassing, and they say, well, look, I've washed the dishes and I did the housework and I mowed the lawn. I should have a right to stay here because I worked.
That's exactly what he's saying.
They're working. They're contributing to society. They're raising a family.
And you find fault with that, Steve?
Fault with what?
Let's gang up on Steve, Rick.
We're being too facetious, maybe.
Listen, let's gang up.
I get
on
the point.
Steve.
I think Steve gets it. Steve gets the point.
Yeah, they're trying to do this immigrant working class hero from Ellis Island kind of stuff, and we're a nation of immigrants, and the country needs to expand and grow and all this. And you know, enough is enough, you know.
Well, you know, in a moment, I'll give you an example of some of the things that Jerry Corsi has found out, Dr. Corsi, on the WorldNetDaily.com site about these gangs coming in now. And it's rather scary because, you know, all of these groups that are in the United States today, we're talking about arms and how these groups are heavily armed. We have illegals in the country who are gaining arms, and some, as we talked about with our guest last week, about those that are even legal now being armed. And who do you think those arms could be turned against in a future confrontation? Take a guess.
Well, let me tell you what. Let me go back to those wonderful people, the Quakers.
Yeah.
I've got one of them, someone from the American Friends Service Committee, which is, you know, the service arm of these Quakers.
Mm-hmm.
Got her on tape. She went on public access TV. She was with some revolutionary communist.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how thrilled she was at the empowering force of Hispanic gangs and guns. They're going to use that to just take back their power because they're the original Indians of the continent, and they're going to take it back. These are the Quakers talking. So you can know that this is within the dyed-in-the-wool of the entire Reconquista movement. They might have been waving a few American flags at these rallies today, but they just couldn't leave those Mexican flags behind, and that's the whole point.
What happened to their pacifism?
What happened to their pacifism?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they made a pact with the devil or something like that, because you look on their newsletter, they got pictures of Che Guevara, things like that, and they say that this whole
holding a machete
is all about the it's a conquest and the creation of a new mestizo race, and that, and that white identity is something that was based on money. I mean, then you get the Quakers saying this thing and teaming up with some of the most vile and vulgar, violent kind of anarchists and leading marches and making proclamations declaring that we and the Minutemen are a racist vigilante threat to the public safety, and yet they come out in the street with their thugs to make sure there's no dissent. You know, if the Quakers are doing this, then, well, all right. If it's war, then let's have war. Let's get down and do it. But right now there's hope. Right now there's hope, and we may not get this immigration amnesty passed. We may be able to get the message put through to the Congress yet. And hey, here's good news for everybody in Texas. It passed through both houses here of the legislature to put a 2-year moratorium on the building of the toll roads in the Trans-Texas Corridor.
I was going to ask you about the TTC. Okay, good.
And they got enough votes to override a veto that Perry is sure to give to it. So there's hope. There's hope, but we've got to get behind it, you know, because I feel a little bit like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis these days.
Well, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease.
Yeah, and, you know, we're starting to stiffen. You know, it's like the Russians are, you know, after tremendous losses, are finally starting to stiffen against the Germans. But, man, it can still go either way. And unless we want to stop this country from breaking down in civil war, we've got to get on the stick. We've got to get out, you know, American Freedom Riders, Members USA, and all that. Because if we don't, give it up. Your children are going to curse you, whatever descendants you have, for letting this happen.
Well, Doug, now you're prepared to give up everything, right?
Yeah, Rick, I'm a very subservient guy, and I'd like to bow down the powers before me. I think Rick Perry is a good friend of George Bush or whatever. And, you know, I want to please my government, because they are the people that allow me to live and sustain my life, do this, that, and other, and my nose is getting so long it's going outside the truck. Okay, Rick.
All right, thank you for the comic relief, but the point is well taken. Thank you, Doug. All right. We have a break coming up, and we'll take more calls at 1-800-313-9443. So tonight we're getting a lot of progress reports. You know, we're getting some positive news. And, you know, often on the program, there are people who, you know, come across as just down and out. And, hey, you know, I know the hour is approaching midnight, but that's not the point. The point is that we are turning people's minds and hearts. We have to turn them back to the Father, back to God. We have to get back to basics. But, you know, that's the key. We're going to do what's right and defend our faith. That means defending our freedom. So let's get to it. Let's do it. Steve Mason with us tonight. Questions and comments. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Yes, we are back now with more calls just ahead here, and let's take some now. Steve, you can stay with us for a bit, I assume, I hope.
Yes.
All right, good. Let's do it. 800-313-9443, and let's talk to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick, and hi, Steve. Today was May Day, and we saw the illegal aliens celebrating the Socialist Worker Day. If many years ago we would see in mainstream media the Russians and the Chinese military hardware and the big left-wing celebration, today in America we see the invasion before our face and illegal aliens demanding more rights, demanding no borders, demanding more guest workers, demanding this and that. And we sit here and we watch this and say to ourselves, how did this happen? It happened because of NAFTA, the one world government elites. This is a step-by-step process. 1993, 1994, NAFTA did away with our manufacturing base. We've lost 3 million jobs. Now, we're celebrating Worker Day. What happened to our manufacturing capacity? We need to support House Congressional Resolution 22 and the withdrawal for NAFTA, House Congressional Resolution 487, the end of the North American Union discussion, the end of the NAFTA superhighway system, and no to House Resolution 1592 on the hate crime legislation and Senate Bill 1105. And like Henry said in the beginning, we need to protect our individual rights. He was talking about the right to an individual, right to choose the medicine and their approach to health care. Mm-hmm. Not the state, but our inherent God-given rights to protect our rights to defend ourselves, our free speech, and to make our own choices in life.
Amen to that, Ernie. I can't argue, Steve.
I can't add to that.
So basically what we're watching here, Steve and Rick, right before our eyes, they are taking us apart. And what do we see? Instead of the celebration of our rule of law day or law day, as Lou Dobbs said this evening, what do we see? We see the House Speaker and the Senate Leader, Reid, responding to President Bush and his veto on the military funding for Iraq. They're going to go to a benchmark process. Why? Chavez in Venezuela is nationalized the oil wells. What's going to happen to gas? It's going to go sky high. The benchmarks are going to allow us to extract the Iraqi oil at $1 a barrel, and that's what it's all about. We need their oil. This is all a game they created with the one world government crowd and NAFTA. They put us in this hole. The U.S. dollar is collapsing. They need oil. This is all a spin. Disinformation, misinformation, propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it's about the oil. It might be, I think it's a cynical effort of Bush to keep us in a state of perpetual war, to keep, your basic dumbass, excuse my language, to keep his patriotic hackles up so he won't question anything else that's going on. He's not making the mistake his old man made, which was pulling out and ending the war too soon, because Bush 41 lost re-election. So Bush 43 is just going to keep us in a state of perpetual war.
Well, keeping us in a state of perpetual war and debt is the way to gain total control. Look in French history, the Illuminati, that's how they got absolute control. That's how they manipulate the world.
It's that, and it's also, this is just a grubby form of organized crime of a bunch of cartels who are looting this country and running it into the ground.
But their game is to get rid of our Constitution, our middle class, and our freedom.
Their game is to get rid of the American people, that's for sure.
You got it, Ernie and Steve. Thank you, Ernie. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming right up. Uncensored Radio Free America on Republic Broadcasting Network.